A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. My name is Ben Burnett. This is My Thought in One Take, the election recap from 2022 in the state of Georgia. Brian Kemp won re-election over Stacey Abrams and got about 53.8% of the vote. He beat Stacey Abrams by 8 percentage points. But 500,000 people from everybody's polling stayed home. It's Governor Kemp's polling. It's Herschel Walker's polling. It was Raphael Warnock's polling. Why did these people not come? In 2018, there were 3.9 million people who voted. In 2022, there were 55,000 more people that voted. Georgia's seen a tremendous amount of growth, and they've moved from all over the country. But that delta doesn't make sense to me. When you look and you think about what a 7% growth would mean on 8 or 9 million people, it's essentially a number that should be about a million. So if half the people turn out, you would think that 500,000 or 600,000 more people would show up to vote 4 years later with the population growth that we've seen. I think it's interesting that they didn't come out, but I don't know why. Raphael Warnock doesn't know why. Brian Kemp doesn't know why. And Herschel Walker doesn't know why. Because if those people had turned out based on the demographics of where they moved, Brian Kemp, instead of being at 53.8%, would have been at 54.1 or 54.2, which would have been enough to drag Herschel Walker above 50 percentage points so that there wasn't a runoff. I can tell you that every campaign today is in disarray because Raphael Warnock doesn't know the message to steer the 2% of people over, and Herschel Walker may have hit a ceiling that he had. Did the Libertarians cast votes based on protest, or did they cast them authentically? I don't think anybody really knows yet. So the race that you're going to see is going to be really interesting. And I know that a lot gets made about Senate Bill 202 with respect to the Republicans wanted to suppress people to vote. Early voting for midterm elections was never higher, but day of elections were never lower, and there were no lines. I don't know how both things can exist, especially with the growth rate that we talked about at the beginning. But it's going to be interesting in another facet. Senate Bill 202 left runoff data very ambiguous so that counties can actually start early voting on different days. Well, if Fulton County decides that they want to start early voting on a day and the counties in North and South Georgia decide that they can't get all their things together so that they can open on the same time, it presents a disproportionate advantage to places that are close to Metro Atlanta that would be incentivized to see Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock have the ability to make a difference. One of the things that they need to go back and correct, and I realize that everybody would look at each other and say that no bill is perfect, but when you look and you talk about voter suppression, there's nothing more voter suppression-like than having a county be able to start early voting on a different day than another county for a federal runoff race. It's been another episode of The Ben Burnett Show. Have a great day, everybody.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.